And good morning again. Good to see everybody this morning. This morning, I'd like to talk to you about light. What kind of light are you being? Into your workplace, in the community we live in, the city? What kind of light are we being? I know Brother Randall, he stood before us last two or three Sundays. He talked about light. Amen. Telling us what kind of light we need to be. Are we listening? Well, let us go to the Lord in prayer first of all. Father, we thank you for this day you've given us, Lord God. God, just fill me with that spirit this morning. God, just speak to my heart. Lord God, just help me to show those, Lord God, what light we need to be today, Lord God, in those days to come. Lord God, just speak to me, Lord, as well. Lord God, help me to listen. God, just be with me, Lord. Just come at this time, Lord God. Just give me the words to say, the things to do. Lord God, just lift me up at this time. Lord God, just forgive us of our sin. In Jesus' sweet name I pray. Amen. Like I said, Randall's already spoke on what I was going to speak on this morning, but I'd like to stand before you and just tell what God spoke to my heart about. And first of all, I got some demonstrations I'd like to do for you. This flashlight. See what kind of light that flashlight's got? That flashlight, it's got a very dim light in it. Can you all see that light? It's very dim. Is your light shining like that today? But I'm going to take these out. I'm going to take these out of this battery charger. This is a battery charger. It's charging these batteries up. I'm going to stick them back in here. Now, let me see what kind of light we got. This light is very bright, ain't it? Very bright. And you know today, our light don't need to be shining like the first light I showed you, does it? Need to be shining like this when I took the batteries out of the battery charger. It was bright and shiny. Amen. We need to always have our lights shining before people, before men, women, children. We need to let our lights so shine before them that they'll see that bright and shiny light. And you know how we're going to do that? We're going to get up first thing in the morning. You know what we're going to do? We need to get up before our feet hit the floor. We need to be praising God, thanking God for another day He's given us. To be able to lift our head off our pillow, to get up and go, that we're not in the hospital or nursing home or whatever. Just praise God to just let us just get up on our feet, stand up and go, because most people can't do that. Amen. But I just wanted to bring that to you. And also, He wants us to get our Bibles out. He needs us to read our Bibles. Recharge our batteries, amen, just like the battery charger that we had right here. You stick them batteries in, it's going to recharge them in time. Maybe it's not going to charge them like that, but it's going to charge them in time. But you know, we got to wait on that. We can't just have our battery recharged just like that. Sometimes it takes time to recharge them batteries. Well, first of all, I want to turn to Genesis 1. Chapter 1, verse 3. Genesis 1, 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that light was good and separated light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. You know, in the verses, God spoke light into existence. That's all He had to do, see. Let there be light. And there was light. Amen. And if we have problems with that, we need to talk to God about that. Because God said it. let it be. Amen. Just as when we became Christians, we became another light for God. Whenever we first became a Christian, God gave us that light. And what do we do with it? Most of the time when we became a Christian, we go out, we try to tell others, light their candle. We light, try to light their world. Amen. We just, that's what God called us to do whenever we became Christians. But are we doing that today? You know, sometimes our light is not as bright and shiny as it needs to be for Him. It don't need to be like the first light I showed you when I took the, had the battery, first batteries in there. Like I was saying, we need to change up, put our new batteries in, get recharged, so our life is going to shine just like it was when we was a babe in Christ, new Christian in Christ. We need to charge our batteries and let our light so shine before men, women, children, all those we meet. And then in Genesis 1, 14-18. And God said, let there be lights in the expansion of the sky to separate the day from night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let them be lights in the expansion of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expansion of the sky to give light on earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. Here God is speaking of light also. When we go out at night, we see the stars, we see the moon, see all the things God has created for us. We just open our eyes. Take a little time. Just go out at night and just look at the stars, the moon, all the things that God has given us. We just look and see. It's just an awesome thing. Just go out and see that. But a lot of times you can't see it in the darkness, in the lights in town. Sometimes we have to go out to see, out in the country, so we can't, won't have the lights in our face and all that, so we can see what God's created. He's created all these things. We just take time, slow down, look and see what God has created for us, the lights that He's got in the sky. I mean, it's awesome if you just go out and look at it. And also, the eclipse He gives us. The sun, the moon. I don't understand it. But it's awesome that God gave us the eclipse. He take the, sun, the moon and go over it, the sun just a little bit and cause an eclipse. I don't know how that is. I'm not a science teacher or nothing. But God, He created that. He gave us that. But that sun, it just, the moon to go over it and cause it just to eclipse a little bit. But you know that moon, all it comes away from it, and the sun shines once again, bright and shiny. But if you will, take your Bible and turn to Matthew 25. Matthew 25, 1 through 13 says, at that time the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out. No, they replied, there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Here it was talking of how they didn't have any oil with them. The virgin, the first five virgins, they said, well, didn't have no oil after they when they left to go get some more, they had missed out. They didn't bring enough oil with them. They tried to get some of the others' oil because they brought more than what they needed. But what did he say? He said, he shut the door. The door was shut on them. And he said, "I don't know you, so I believe we need to do." He said, "I don't know you." He shut the door. But you know, we need to share our oil that we have, the light that we have, with all those. If they don't have oil for their lamps, the batteries they need, we need to share our light with them. Because we don't know the day. We don't know the hour, do we? He could come today. He could come tonight. He could come tomorrow. We don't never know. The day, the hour, we never know. So let us share our oil, our batteries with those that don't have them. Okay, and then Psalms 119:105. (clears throat) 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." And here it's telling us that God's word is a lamp, and if we follow it, we will be the light we need to be for everyone to see. So if we read God's word and do what we need to do, He'll put that light within us. The people will see. And that'll make them, hopefully, want to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to that light. And then in 2 Samuel 22:29. And again it says, "You are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord turns my darkness into light." And here it is talking about us being his lamp, and that he turns our darkness into light. And we should shine his light wherever we go or whatever we do. It's like when we go to Walmart, we go to Kmart, we go in the dollar store with Dollar Tree, we go into Harvey's, wherever we go. God's told us to be a light unto everyone we meet. Amen? That our light will shine, bright and shiny. Not dim, but shiny. Wherever we go, we're in the workplace, or whatever we do, we need to let our light so shine before men, women, children. What kind of light are we being to our grandkids, our kids? We need to be that shiny light, don't we? We don't need them not shining. We need to have all our family. We need to shine our light before them. They can see it. They can come to that light before it's eternally too late. And in first in John 1, six through nine, it says, "There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world." He's telling us that John wasn't the light. He was just making it so all men might believe and come to the true light, our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. You know, we're not the light, but God give us that light to shine wherever we go, whatever we do, just as John was. He said he was a light. He was a light. He was just leading those lost and dying, going to hell. He was just a light to them, showing them the true light, Lord Jesus Christ. He's our true light today. And then in John 8:12, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And Jesus spoke to the people and told them he is a light, and whoever follows him will never walk in darkness, but will have light. And I believe that is so true, because people all around us see that light when it is shining, and they will come to that light. You know, if you shine your light in the community, in the workplace, wherever you go, people are watching you. At work, in the store, wherever you go, they're watching you. You know, when I first become a Christian, like I say, people were watching me. Man come to me, he said, "You're a Christian, aren't you?" I said, "I sure am." I said, "How do you know that?" He said, "Well, by the way you're living your life and showing your light to me." He said, "I knowed you was a Christian by the way you lived your life and the things you did, because I've been watching you." But you know, today, that's what we need to do. We need to let our light so shine before men, women, children, whoever we meet, wherever we go. We always need to let our light shine before them and be the Christian man, woman we need to be. Because you never know who's watching. And in closing today, I want you to notice this candle that's up here not lit. You know, that candle's lit right now. But if you take this jar, they'll experiment here. Hopefully it'll work. You take that jar, put over that candle. What's going to happen? It's going to go out. And it went out. You know, today, it's so easy for Satan to come into our lives and steal that light from us. Take that light, take that oxygen from us. But you know, by what we do every day, the way we get up, like I said, when we get up in the morning, we need to be energetic. We need to get up praising God, thanking God we're able to get up. Thank Him for the day He's given us. And then we need to take our Bibles. We need to get them, read them, recharge our batteries, amen? So we'll be bright and shining. We'll be ready to go that day. We'll be ready. But you know, one day, our candle, our light's going to go out. But you know what? We're going to go to a better place where that light's going to shine forever, for eternity, with Him. Because God's going to be our light. It's going to shine so bright and shiny. Have you ever seen a welder, a welding rod? How a welding rod, that thing, it gets so bright, so shiny. You know what will happen if you watch it? It'll burn your eyes, and you'll have to go to the emergency room. You'll have to get your eyes seen about. But it will bright. It will be bright. It will be shiny. It will hurt you. But you know that bright and shiny light that we got, it's going to be wonderful. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ into your life today, made Him that light in your life, today is the day that you need to do that. Brother Randall, if you'll come forward and